Oh, I'm working on new music for the bonus.
Whoa, cool. Nice. Yeah.
It's a little it's kind of like a little punky surf rock kind of thing.
I don't mind that at all.
Dun, 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 dun. You'll hear it.
I'm looking forward to it. When can we expect that? Is that a New Year thing?
I don't know. It just depends on what I can get. See, here's the thing. I started with the guitar tracks first with a metronome, so all I got in my ear is just a.
Dun, 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 dun.
And okay. So I got a little bit off beat with the guitars on the first part of that. So I've got to redo, because I don't want to edit the guitars. So I just redo them. So, but I've got the drums programmed now, and then I've got, I got to do the bass, and I'm going to redo the guitars sometime the next week. I don't know. Something like that.
Cool. Well, I'm thinking, the next regular episode will be airing on, or will be launched on December 30th. So how do you feel about doing a year in review, a 2016 year in review?
A year in review of the five episodes we've done?
No. I mean a general year in review. I mean, not just, we can include parts of the five episodes, but I think a general.
That'll be a
general.
Good joke.
Yes. Yeah, it's only talking about the four episodes leading up to that one and maybe the test episodes.
Yeah.
How are you doing today, man? This is 2 days in a row.
I'm good. The kids are downstairs. Man, they've been nuts this morning.
It's that Christmas spirit, man.
What?
It's that Christmas spirit. I can't get my kids to calm down.
It's a holiday season.
It's like we go, everywhere we go, they get new candy or chocolate. Like last night we went over to my parents' house because my mom's cousin was in town and they wanted to meet the kids. And sure enough, I mean, right at the door, we get greeted with gifts. And the gift for my son was a big thing like this. I'm doing my hands up to show how big. a big container of hot peppermint hot chocolate powder.
Aww.
And so immediately, he wanted to have some last night. Of course not. And then we let him have it with his breakfast. And then he thinks of it like a coffee. And he sees us go and have coffee, like, you know, two, three cups. So he thinks that maybe he should be allowed to get like two, three cups of this hot chocolate, and that ain't happening. That ain't happening at all.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I'm going to get used to that. Tell me about, okay, so why is your kid bouncing around? What's going on?
He's one and a half, and he's part Satan. I don't know. He's nuts. He's a sweet kid. So here's his thing. My family, like, farting humor is very funny to us. So, like, anytime somebody in the family
farts, funny to everybody.
We all giggle about it.
Okay, yeah.
And so,
because it's classic humor. I mean, it's one of the world's oldest jokes. Just to, like, you know, pull my finger.
Well, I mean, that I didn't think farting humor was so much fun until I got with Ashley and her family. They fart all the time. And so,
under the bus.
Yeah. So they just think farting humor is hilarious, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm a gassy guy, so I guess I'm funny now. So, and of course, then, like, Annabelle, anytime she would hear one of us two, she would start going, "Gee, you did it," and we played that up. It's a lot of fun. And then Ian started doing the same thing. When he would see his sister or one of us laugh at someone toot, he would go, and so then last night, according to Ashley, I was at work. Ian has started saying the word now. He would fart and he would go, "Dooted."
Dooted. Well, okay. you've heard of safety? Have you heard of that?
When I was at Overmortal, I had to learn that game pretty fast.
Yeah. Otherwise, you get decked. We changed it with my kids. So it's safety and doorknob.
Yeah.
But instead of getting beaten up and pounded on, you get tickled. So, but my kid doesn't get it. He doesn't understand the concept of it. Like, he sort of does, but like I'll drop one and then I'll say safety and then he'll say, "Oh, you farted first." And then he starts tickling me. I'm like, no, dude, you have to say doorknob before you can start tickling me. Cause I've already said safety. I'm safe. You shouldn't be able to do this. So he just kind of makes up the rules as he goes along. He'll purposely not say safety, and then he'll remind us to say doorknob because he likes the tickling. Yeah, he likes getting chased. He likes getting tickled. He likes all those kind of things. So
kids love attention.
Yeah, no. that's how he gets it.
When I was an Overmortal, it was our second guitarist, John, he started. And, he was just kind of a prick half the time. But he was a fun prick, right? So he was a couple years younger than me. So I was like 19, he was like 17. And by the time he joined. And, I mean, I farted all the time. Like, I couldn't hold him in, just all the time. And so I'd never heard of safety doorknobs. So about the first time we're at practice there in the shed in my backyard, and I rip one, he goes, "Doorknob!" and walks over and slugs me in the shoulder as hard as he can.
And, so you couldn't play?
And I was like, what was that for? They're rubbing my head. He goes, "You never played safety?" I was like, "No." He goes, "When you fart, you have to say safety. Otherwise, if you don't, someone else can say doorknob, and they get to beat you as much as they want until you touch a doorknob." And I was like, "How about I just kick your ass?"
I don't know, man. Safety doorknob is like one of the most just systems on the planet. It's like we've taken a problem of just like smelling somebody else's fart and that person getting no repercussions whatsoever, to now everybody has to own up to it as it happens in real time. Or else face the savage consequences of the doorknob beating. Hey, welcome to the Here's What I Don't Get bonus episode.
Let's get started.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that opening. There you go. You get what you pay ding, for, ding, fuckos.
Ding. Let's do a good one. I want to do a good one.
All right. I ain't editing that shit out, though. That was a good opening.